Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Well, I'll give you a clue. I've just had a guest on, and when she left, me and Naomi, the producer, looked at each other in exactly the same tone, went, "She's so nice." It's Maisie Adam. Lovely chat with Maisie Adam. We'll get into that in a minute. I should say hello to you first, I guess, because you've just arrived. Anyway, welcome to Cuddle Club. Today we're speaking to Maisie Adam. She's amazing. She's done loads of things you might have seen her on. Guessable, Nevermind the Buzzcocks. Last Leg, lovely. Yeah, Noah. Oh, the Jonathan Ross Show, we'll talk about that. She's fantastic. And here she is. You look like you've got two engagement rings. Do you want to talk us through?
No, just the one engagement ring.
Well, what's the other one? Because it looks like an engagement ring.
That is my nana's ring. We have the same birthday, 24th of January.
To your nana.
I'm engaged to Dorothy. We're very happy.
24th of Jan.
Yeah, that's a, what do they call it? Oh, birthstone.
Yes.
So it's a, the other one, garnet.
Garnet.
No, it's a garnet.
Oh, yeah. That's gorgeous.
So we've got the same birthday.
Close to your nan.
Very close. Oh. Very close, me and Dorothy. Yeah, we have weekly chats about what we've just been talking about prior to the podcast starting recording.
Yes.
I love a good old bitch with Dorothy. She doesn't understand any of it. I will bitch about things and she doesn't get what I'm bitching about, but she's just a great sounding board.
Oh.
Yeah, she's brilliant.
God, I'd love to have a nan I was close to.
Oh, really?
Didn't have any, really.
What, that you weren't close to?
One had one eye shut, not that that's a diss, but one...
So you can still emotionally connect,
oh,
can't
God,
you?
Oh, yeah, with through the one eye, yeah, of course. But no... I don't know why I brought up the eye thing, actually.
Yeah.
That was weird. But she, I was just explaining, she was actually called Dolly.
One-eyed
Dolly.
No,
I was going to say Dorothy, but she was actually called...
I love Dolly.
Yeah, Dolly's good.
Dolly's a great name.
But she popped off.
She popped a glock.
She popped off too early.
Yeah.
And then the other one, step-gran, lovely.
Step-gran.
But she lived in London and she popped off.
Brilliant grand name. What was that one called?
We don't know.
We don't know?
No.
This plus Mike's got grandparents where... like they're dead now, but I'll be like, "Oh, and what was his name?" He's like, "Oh, we never really knew."
Yeah,
I'm like, "What? How did you never know your granddad's name?"
He was very mysterious. No, I know her weight and bra size, but
her BMI,
else about
but
her.
Not a name. Yeah.
You might get a call, and we have to stop the pod, and I think that's fair enough. But
I'm so sorry.
No, but I said, "What's the call about?" Because I'm a nosy Parker.
Yes,
and you said,
"I can't believe you want to talk about this in your podcast."
Yeah, I do. I love love.
But it's not necessarily a phone call about love.
It's a phone call about venues.
It's a phone call about the venue. It's pure wedding admin, Lou.
How old are you?
29.
And you're getting married. That blows my mind.
Really?
Yeah. I love it, though.
Yeah, a few people have said this. I'm not being groomed. I should point this out.
Yes.
It's a fully consensual thing.
He's just a
thing.
Normal 64-year-old man. No, he's your age.
Yeah, he's turning 30 next week.
Oh, big boy.
Big boy. I like an older man.
But you've just thought, get it done.
Just get it done, yeah.
I do love it.
I don't know. I also think now, like, obviously, in a modern era, if you already live together, you're already...
It's lovely.
Like, doing lots of stuff. It's just another...
I'm peeking through the window with mixed emotions.
Right.
I think it's lovely that you're doing it. Friendvious. I wish I was yours. You're very sorted. I'm a late bloomer. I'm still not married. But I'm just a late bloomer and you do everything very early. You're very sorted, I think. That's probably why.
I don't think, maybe. It just doesn't feel, obviously, like it's a lovely thing to do, but it doesn't feel like something that we needed to do. It's just sort of like, well, it's a nice thing to celebrate. Love a party.
I text you when you got. I left you a voice note.
You were like one of the first ones, you know, Lou. It was lovely. It was great.
But I get very excited.
Yeah, it was really lovely. Yeah. Lou sent a lovely voice note being like, I just love love.
I do love love and I love to see it. It's like lovely to see, you know.
Yeah.
But I think you were an early bloomer. Yeah. You've been on a cruise, that's early. That's 50 years too early.
That is too early. That is too early. But I at least do a bit in the show about that. Like, it's too early to be cruising. But it was cheap, Lou.
Yeah, it was dirt cheap.
Yeah.
And it's nice to have a little boggle at who's on a cruise. That's material.
Oh, we loved that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was going around pen and paper making notes.
Have you seen that film about a cruise? I'll remember it in about 5 minutes.
Do you mean Tom Cruise?
No. Just give me 5 minutes, I remember it. It's Academy Award.
What happens on the cruise?
Nominated. A lot of people die. Don't
Titanic.
Not a spoiler. Oh, it's the Titanic. No. It's like about class.
Oh, quite recent.
Yeah.
Yeah, really Triangle recent. Of Sadness.
Thank you.
It's brilliant,
it's
isn't
brilliant,
it?
Brilliant.
Oh, I loved that film.
Great quiz as well.
Yeah, really good.
There'll be more quizzes as we go.
I loved that. Oh, the sense of achievement when you guess something that someone can't quite get to is just great.
Get ready, actually, because there is a guessing round coming up.
Love that. You know me, Lou.
Yeah, I do.
You know what I love. I love a guessing game.
It's the same for every guess, but yes, I do.
Cuddle recipe number 101. Take two arms, wrap them around something and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal.
We might as well just go straight into it. What am I thinking about touching? Touch squares.
Okay.
And it's 5 questions. It could be anything in the world, so it is quite hard, but we'll give you clues along the way.
Okay. Is what you want to touch in Jamaica?
No, it's in Barcelona.
Is what you want to touch in Barcelona outdoors?
I think almost certainly yes.
Is it that mosaic wall?
No.
Oh, fuck.
Sorry, I led you up the garden path.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You did. Okay.
It's got Barcelona in the title.
Is it something you wear?
No.
Oh.
But
I thought it was a Barcelona football shirt.
Oh, my God. They would all be wearing Barcelona football shirts.
Is it a Barcelona football player?
Is it Barcelona Rafinha? FC. I'll give you that. It's Barcelona FC. That's...
Well done, Lou.
You thought it was a football shirt.
Yeah.
And I didn't give any clues about that.
So what do you want to touch? The Barcelona football
team. Barcelona
all
FC.
Of them.
Yeah. I don't want to, but it's just in this game I'm touching.
Yeah. They've just got a player that's just, Leeds United sold a really good player called Rafinha to Barcelona.
Well, I'll give him a touch.
Pardon?
I'll give him a touch.
Yeah. You give him a lovely touch.
I give him a lovely touch. Hey, you've got two good bits of news. You're playing for Barcelona FC, and I'm giving you a touch.
Get it.
A little pause break here while Maisie goes to check about wedding venues, because apparently they're building on her wedding venue, which isn't what she signed up for. Well, you could put this music under anything. So what happened in the telephone call about the venue?
We booked the venue and it had building work going on at the time. And they were like, yeah, but it'll be done by October last year. It's still going on. Mm-hmm. We get married in June. Went for our wedding menu tasting the other day and we were like, most of it's done.
Yeah.
But there's some toilets that are being worked on right next to where, like the room that we're having the big do in. And obviously, like, you've got Dorothy coming. She's 92. She's, if she needs a wee midway through Sweet Caroline, you can't be taking her through the bar, the restaurant, the cafe, the meeting room, and then to those toilets. It's a big old trek.
She'd be streaming.
It'd be like Triangle of Sadness. Yeah, slipping everywhere.
Oh, dear.
So we just sort of like said that we were like, yeah, but they'll be done by... The toilets will be done by the wedding day, won't they? They were like, oh, we don't know. And I was like, you know, you just realise, you're like, sorry. Because with weddings, it's obscene how much stuff costs. It's so off. And you're like, no, hang on. We walked around here last year and you guaranteed that it'll be all done.
Yeah.
And now you're kind of like slipping it in.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Of course, like with all these people, they're all answerable to somebody else.
Yeah.
So that was a phone call then with the operations manager.
Did you put your foot down?
I think I did. He was trying to, do you know what he said at the start? He went, first of all, big fan. I was like, oh, he's been on a quick Google, hasn't he?
Yeah,
he's been on a quick Google.
Yeah.
I was like, that won't work.
Yeah.
I was like, thank you. What's the latest? But very it's hard, isn't it? Yeah. It's hard to not feel like you're being a Karen.
You. What's your favourite bit of mine? So will you get money off if the toilets aren't done?
Is it. They were like, we'll either move you and give you a discount. Like, we'll put you into a room that isn't the room you wanted to be in.
Yeah.
But we'll give you a big old discount, or we'll get it done.
In time. What would you prefer?
Get it done in time, obviously.
Discount for me.
Really? No. You got a discount?
No.
It's a tricky one, isn't it?
Happiest day of my life.
It's a tricky
discount,
one.
Discount, please, and a worst from.
Yeah. So we went for our wedding tasting.
Copper person, love. Yes, you can. 20% off. Yeah, go on.
And free tickets. We went for this like wedding menu tasting the other night, and that's when we found out about this thing. And me and Mike were like, oh, we had to go for a cocktail afterwards to just sort of like chill and talk it through. And we were like, do we want to get moved and get a discount, or do we want to stick our heels in and be stubborn but still very broke at the end of it?
Yeah.
Do we be stubborn and broke?
It seems like a good relationship.
Or do you stubborn and broke? It's a nice little comedy duo doing their first hour at Edinburgh. Stubborn and broke.
No, that's nice, actually, Maisie. Well done for putting your foot down.
Thank you. I had to leave the room, for the listeners, I had to leave the room because I wanted to be assertive, and I don't think I could do it if I caught your eye. I had to start laughing. Oh. And then at one point, you nipped out maybe to go to the loo.
Yeah.
But you sort of, I would say, arabesqued across the room, yeah, Lou. It was very... gracious and sort
I was
of,
skipping.
You were skipping.
Yeah.
And I was mid assertiveness.
Mm.
And Lou skipped in front of me, and a cockapoo got very excited. And it's very hard to still put your foot down when you're looking at such a wholesome sight.
But you've got to. Women be strong, yeah?
Women be strong.
Women be strong, which yes. leads me on to the quick fire round, actually.
Oh, right, okay. What a good segue. FC you. Barcelona, assertive women. And here we go. What's next?
It's amazing I've not got my own radio show, is it? Oh, I can see me doing the breakfast show.
Do you think breakfast rather than drive time? Your breakfast, definitely. You need your dulcet tones first thing in the morning.
Kiwi. How to take your eggs in the morning.
Oh my God, Lou, get a breakfast show.
Yeah, I'll think about it if the money's right. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. I think that's enough. Okay, chicks be strong. Here's a quick fire round. Oh, actually, the first one is, do you think chicks, and I don't mean the bride, should ever wear white to a wedding?
Oh, people that aren't
These
the bride.
These change for everyone.
People that aren't the bride wearing white to a wedding.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Yeah, get in the bin. If you're wearing white to a wedding. I mean, I know it's like some weird like tradition, and obviously I'll be wearing white, but I don't think for the reasons originally.
You're not, well, exclusive. Bit of exclusive here. She's not a virgin.
What a weird podcast exclusive.
Horrible.
Not a virgin.
Horrible. Her 65-year-old boyfriend would have seen that. No, look, do you think other
But I
guests...
think if somebody else is wearing white...
White,
I just
it's
think
horrible,
like,
yeah.
It's your day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because like, you can't do that at a birthday party. Oh, you can.
You can wear white at birthday.
No, but like you could say, if you had a birthday party, Lou, and you were like, I'm going to go dressed as Superman, nobody else go dressed as Superman.
Yeah.
You'd be a dick for turning
up
as Superman.
Were you at my last birthday? Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right, but I just wanted to check. Yeah. No, I've never worn white to a wedding, by the way, P.S.
You ever worn Superman vest to a wedding?
Yes. Every single one. Have you ever finished a book?
Reading or writing?
Reading.
Yeah.
By Jordan Peterson.
No.
Last of the summer wine or last of the actual wine?
Oh, go on, Lou. What wine is it? Is it red or
Chabernet.
White? Chabernet. What's that?
I don't know. Just came to mind. Does
is that red or white?
Chabernet.
I love a white.
Yeah.
I can't do red.
My
taste buds haven't developed to it yet. Apparently, it does happen at some point, but
Wow, getting married before the taste buds developed.
It was so embarrassing. The wedding menu tasting the other day, they were like, here's your house red and here's your house white.
Mm.
I just had to give the red to Mike, being like, you'll know if it's not nice.
Can I have some lemonade?
Just a J2O for me. No, I don't do red wine. Okay. I went to a winery last time I was in Australia and everybody was doing all of that.
Yeah.
Smelling it, swirling it in the mouth.
Mm.
No. Just
straight down.
I actually don't think I would know if a wine was off.
Okay, it's time for Like a Bridge Over Cuddled Water.
Oh, Lou, these are stupendous. Like a bridge over cuddled water. Well,
hold your thoughts on that because this one's very hard.
Oh.
If you thought five questions to think about anything in the world, this is worse. It's me singing. Okay, so I have to sing a song, a well-known song from any era.
I love this.
And I sing cuddle instead of the words.
Amazing. Okay. Amazing. Are you good? Well, we'll find out.
No, I'm
tone
deaf. I wish I could sing. I'm obsessed with learning a chorus dance to something.
A chorus dance?
I've never wanted to learn a dance that all the dancers are doing.
Oh, okay.
An hip-hop song. I went to go see Self-Esteem and I can't stop thinking about the dances.
I went to go see Self-Esteem.
Can we learn one of the dances?
Yeah, yeah. We'll definitely do it.
Can we?
We can definitely do that.
Should I start a comedy night where we just dance? No, I don't know.
I don't think the take-up would be big.
No. Well, you do jokes as well, but then
I can't think of a worse email to get than, can you do my gig? Basically, you start with a dance of your choice. How many songs are you going to sing?
Just one.
Just one?
Yeah, it'll take you 10 minutes to get it. So
come on. We can do this.
Cuddle, cuddle, cuddle. No cuddle, cuddle. I shut my eyes for that.
Lou, that was... Yeah.
It
I have no... Yeah. It doesn't help that you're wearing the headphones as well, so it's giving quite sort of Live Aid vibes.
Okay,
it's pushing your hair back in a sort of George Michael way.
Let me just really...
Maybe if you hold one of your headphones, it might help you sing better.
I'm going to hold my heart.
Oh, you're going to hold your heart.
Okay, yeah. Cuddle,
that's
cuddle.
A different note. That's a different note.
Cuddle, 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 cuddle.
Oh, I got it then.
Oh, did you?
It's Imagine.
Yeah.
Well done, Lou. You got there.
Thank you.
Oh,
it's tricky. It's hard, though.
The heart helped, maybe.
Yeah,
holding
the heart. Could you try it just to see how
with
hard
any
it is?
Song?
No, with Imagine to compare.
Cuddle, cuddle, cuddle. Cuddle, 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 cuddle.
Yeah.
Cuddle, 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 cuddle. Oh,
yeah, it's a weepy one, isn't it?
It's a very weepy one.
And now it's time for Terrific Spurific. And now it's time for Terrific Specifics.
Do you have any health complaints? Because I'd like to look them up.
Health complaints?
Yes, we cover everything. It's a broad spectrum on Cuddle Club.
I've got a dodgy ankle at the moment.
Please, okay. What's wrong with it?
I can rotate it to the left, but not to the right.
Mm.
I think it's football related.
Oh, you're very good at football.
It only hurts after football, Lou.
Yes.
It doesn't hurt after I walk. Like I can't feel the pain now.
Well, let's see what it means emotionally.
Oh.
Because it could be... Oh, okay. Ankles, inflexibility and guilt. Ankles represent the ability to receive pleasure.
Eh?
Yeah.
Your ankles?
Yeah. Eh? You've got to say, I deserve to rejoice in life. I accept all the pleasures life has to offer. Are you too competitive in football and not seeing the joyfulness of it?
Maybe. Mm. A little bit, maybe. Mm.
You've got to treat it as a game. You're not going to get through to the finals. It's too late to be professional.
Which finals?
Barcelona FC. So it's too late to go professional, so you may as well just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Don't look at me like that.
I'm trying to translate your advice in a way that I can understand
right.
I don't know which finals you're referring to.
The football finals.
Football finals.
Yeah, I think that's what they call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the football finals. I'm not like a football head, but I think I've got something.
Football heart.
Yeah. Do you want to take a picture of that then so you can
what
repeat
do I have
your
to
mantra?
Say? I deserve to rejoice in life. I accept all the pleasure life has to offer.
And if you repeat that before and after football, and certainly during, I think you'd be okay.
Just as I take my kit, I deserve to rejoice in life.
Yeah, yeah. As you take your kit off, yeah.
Yeah.
Mixed messages.
Oh, I said as I take my kit.
Yeah,
kit off.
Okay. Oh, different.
Yeah. Okay.
Again, I'm not a football head per se.
No, I keep the kit on when I play.
Okay, I've been playing different football.
Oh, yeah.
I've been playing with the boys, and I said that was one of the rules.
They got one woman in. Oh yeah, we play with our kit off. Yeah, you first.
Who do you play with?
I play with a group of girls down in Brighton where I live.
Oh, yeah.
And we're in a team called Loose Women.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I have seen your very funny material on that.
Oh, no, it's a different team. That was when I accidentally joined the lesbian team.
Okay,
no, this isn't the lesbian team.
Right.
Because they moved
they
to Potts Lane. No, because I'm straight.
They heard about the wedding. Oh, dear.
No, they moved to a part of Brighton and on Friday nights. And obviously, that's our prime time, isn't it, Lou?
Yeah,
Friday
yeah,
nights.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I play with basically a lot of mums.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. And it's great because it's just like, it's basically mums who don't like going to the gym and they want to like socialise.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
We love it.
I love team sports.
Oh, it's so good, isn't it? I hate the gym. I couldn't do the gym. If I'm going to exercise and I can't go on a run because I just get bored with my own thoughts.
Yeah.
Even if I listen to music or a podcast. So team sports are the best, yeah, aren't they? What do you like?
I'd love to play volleyball if I could.
Oh, yeah.
But that's a bit of a hard one. We just had a dodgeball league, but that's finished now.
And dodgeball's so fun.
Yeah, but they were very aggressive.
Were they?
The other teams, yeah. They were so aggressive and we didn't really know the rules, but then it did get really fun. Yeah, I like ping pong, but that's not really a sport.
Oh, it is. Table tennis is at the Olympics.
Yeah, but you're not losing a lot of weight there. That's what I'm thinking.
No,
but
just
yeah.
Mainly in the wrists.
Yes. I've got
thin wrists.
I have got very slim
wrists. Very slender wrists.
Yeah, very slender. Thank you. Thank you for noticing.
That's your rep on the circuit, isn't it?
Yes, and a lovely bottom.
Slender wrist Sanders.
And a lovely bottom.
Lovely bottom.
Not enough people saying it, but start the room.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, I'd like a one-way ticket to Cuddle City Central, please. Okay.
How romantic are you?
Not very romantic.
What?
Oh, no, I am. No. I just instinctively went no because I don't want to sound like a melt, but
yeah.
I am.
I like melts.
Do you?
Yeah, I love to be romantic.
Are you romantic?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Not cheesy romance.
No. So I hate Valentine's Day.
Yeah, same.
We don't do Valentine's Day because it's just... It's
just commercial. It's commercial.
It's nonsense.
Yeah.
No, but it is.
It's capitalism.
It is.
Yeah.
And also, like, a gift doesn't mean as much when it's been bought because you felt pressure to buy it because of a calendar date.
Yeah.
It means so much more if you give somebody something, like, unprompted or...
Yeah.
Unless it's sex, in which case it should be prompted.
It should be prompted, yeah.
But it's, like, it's really nice to sort of do little things here and there, isn't it?
Yeah, little in jokes.
Yeah. Mm. Oh no, I do like. I am romantic. I don't know why. Look, I don't know why instinctively was like, no. I've got no emotions, no feelings, just ankles.
I play football. What were your family like? Because you seem quite well adjusted.
Really?
Yeah, especially for a comedian.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks, Lou. Mm. Yeah, we're really close. I've got a younger brother, Danny, 4 years younger, and we're thick as thieves like growing up.
I thought you were going to say we're fit. We're both really fit.
We are quite fit, to be fair. No, he's quite clever. He's a teacher. But and then like my mum and dad, like, yeah, they're just sound people. Really,
they're not
really
mad
nice.
At all.
No, my mum's quite quirky.
Yeah.
Like she's a punk, so she's quite, I suppose like what was really nice growing up with my mum and dad, they're complete opposites of each other. Like my dad's very like quite quiet. He's got like his set routine. Like his mates are like from snooker and that's all his mates are from.
Mm.
Play snooker on a Wednesday. That's it. And my mum's like got all of these different friends. She's quite outgoing. She goes to gigs. She runs like a music book festival. And also like when you're growing up and you're not into, like I wasn't into maths or science or anything, you know, I wasn't clever.
Mm.
I liked drama and performing and all of that. And I think a lot of people maybe, you know, have parents that encourage them to pursue something a bit more safe.
Mm.
But my mum was quite like just abundantly supportive of whatever I think just like makes you happy. And also I guess because she was a teacher and then she worked at Leeds, it's now called Leeds Beckett, but Leeds Met Uni. And then she started doing more stuff that was like her passion basically, which is like education and music. And she sort of like combined them. And it's just been really nice watching her do that. And so, I don't know, like just with getting to sort of like, you know, when you get to like 17, 18, you've got to like decide what you're going to do with your life.
Mm.
She was quite supportive of me, like not wanting to go and do a sort of degree in something quite earnest. She
yeah,
was like,
yeah, yeah.
No, work it out. Work it. Don't waste time doing something that you're not sure about.
That sounds lovely. Do you not even slag your mum off on a WhatsApp to your brother?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
But not too much.
No. Thing is, like, the things that my mum and dad annoy me about, it always comes from a place of like love. Like,
yeah.
Take the wedding. Mm. She loves a spreadsheet, does Jill. She loves it. She loves it. And like I've been on tour nonstop. And so like if I have a catch up with her, she's asking all these admin questions. And it can feel quite stressful because you're like, I've got so much going on and I'm trying to think of this and trying to think of that. But she's not doing it to stress us out, she's doing it because she wants to like
help,
give me a task to do. She just wants to help. So it's like anything that I find annoying, like I sit with it for like half a day and then I'm like, actually that's really nice. But it was really nice, like what I liked growing up with my mum and dad was how opposite they were. And how together they were despite that. Like, they've got very different approaches to life. They've got very different approaches to, like, conflict resolution or things like that. It was a really good example of how you can have different views with somebody but actually still, like, have a respectful conversation.
Yeah. Why don't we let the Twitterverse know that?
Like, even down to the ways that they'd tell me and Danny off.
Yeah.
It was, like, very, very different.
And they're still
approaches.
In love and together.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why you're so
really
nice.
It's really lovely. Like, they've got very completely different... Like, my mum's ideal night out would be going to watch a live music gig.
Mm.
And then in the pub afterwards, like, you know, all of that and dancing. She was first one on the dance floor, last one off.
Yeah.
My dad's ideal night would be playing cards, like working men's club that he goes to.
Yeah.
But it's lovely, like, because they just make it work.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Do you think they still do it?
Fucking hell, Lou. Like, Jesus. I can't think
no,
of that.
No, something to think about. Let
I
me.
Was trying to give a really nice,
no, it's lovely.
Earnest answer
lovely.
And you came out with, do they still bang?
Do you know what? It was really lovely. I'm so sorry to do that. But I just am interested.
Can we move on?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And also big apologies there. So best, worst or weirdest cuddle? Straight on to...
I'm about to clang here, but I recently did the Jonathan Ross show.
Ooh.
And I was brought out first onto the sofa.
Yeah.
And then the other guests come out. And that's very worrying of, you know, when they go, please welcome.
Yeah.
And there was somebody, there was a Canadian actress and a guy from White Lotus and a model. And you, immediately I was like, is it handshake or hug? Handshake or hug?
Yeah,
handshake or hug? And it's on telly. So you're like, so I've never made it so obvious so early on. I'm going to hug you. I literally, arm span like an eagle.
Yeah.
Just greeting them like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a mum greeting a child who's been on a gap year at the airport.
Lovely.
I went full Love Actually. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah.
And I would say I got mixed responses.
And that's on
The Canadian actress, straight in there. Lovely hug.
Yeah, yeah.
Smelt fantastic. Evangeline Lilly. Smelt incredible. The guy from White Lotus didn't seem enthused about the idea of a hug, but entertained it.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, maybe also this is me and my complex, but hugging a model, you've never felt so inferior in all your life.
Yeah.
She was so beautiful, so tall. And so I think also she had so much, effort had gone into her, like how her hair was and her face was. She was quite worried about that being... snudged by my
by
broad shoulders.
Oh dear. And Jonathan, he's open for a hug, surely.
Oh, he loves a hug.
Yeah.
Was he loves a hug. But I feel like if somebody goes for a hug, you've got to give the same energy
on
back,
telly, especially on telly.
Yeah.
Imagine it if you'd gone like that on telly and they'd just gone.
Yeah. How do you feel about when we turn up to gigs and you turn into the green room?
I've got less huggies. I'm not a huggy person now. Just like...
If I was in the green room already and you arrived...
Oh, I'd give you one.
You'd go for hugs.
Yeah, I would with you.
I think I'd go for a hug with you.
I would, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I say I'm not huggy, but it's because you have to factor in all the data. Have I seen you for a while?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't hug you when I came in.
But also what's tricky is like if you came in, you'd hug me. And then what if there's some comic that you've gigged with like once? You're going to hit...
Really? I don't mind.
You go from hug to handshake.
It depends. It's all context.
It is.
I've been in here 3 days in a row, so I've stopped hugging them just just to save them time because I've done it yesterday and the day before.
You can't be hugging 3 days in a row.
No, but when I've seen you, I'll hug you because I haven't seen you for ages.
You snogged me when I arrived.
Yeah, snogged you because, you know, you look like you needed cheering up. But with Naomi, if I haven't seen her for a week, she's getting a hug whether she wants it or not.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's all context.
Yeah, go under or over. If we went to hug.
Under, I think.
You'd go under.
I think so. Okay. Does that mean?
It means I've got to go over.
Is that a problem?
No, I just always worry that, like, if I've rushed here, that I might have sweaty armpits.
Do you know how thoughtful I am, actually?
Go on.
I hugged, again, I'm going to clang, did QI yesterday, and I hugged Sandy, and I always hug her.
She loves a hug, does Sandy Toxley, doesn't she?
And I go away from the camera because I think the audience and the camera need to see Sandy's face, not mine.
So what a woman of the people, Lou Sanders.
Yes, I think let Sandy shine.
Yeah,
it's her show after
well
all.
Well done.
Thank you.
The only hug, I sometimes call them a huggle, sorry. A hug and a cuddle.
Mm.
I don't like cuddles from behind.
Okay.
I don't like that.
Okay.
I don't like
Whereas Phil and Jill.
Fuck off. I messaged you to be like, hi Lou, really excited to do your podcast. Should I prep anything? And Lou was like, don't worry, it's really chill. It's not chill. You've just spoken about my mum and dad banging. No.
Now, what are arms for if not for snuggling? Do you have best hug in a film or TV show?
I do think that one in Love Actually is so... When at the end, do you remember Alan Rickman?
Yeah.
You know the whole thing that like he buys his secretary a necklace?
Yeah.
And Emma Thompson cries in the bedroom on her own?
Yeah, yeah.
Because he bought her a Joni Mitchell CD, right?
Yeah.
And basically she realises that he's not necessarily had an affair, but he's
thinking about it.
He's having an inappropriate relationship with a colleague.
Yeah.
Then at the end of the film, Emma Thompson and the kids meet him at the airport. She gives him a hug that suggests that they're like, it's left unanswered whether they've got back together or if they're...
Yeah.
It's a very platonic, it's very great. So it's not my favourite one, but it's one that sticks out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it frustrates me because they don't clear up what happened.
Yeah.
Where they're at.
Yeah, clear up.
But it gives quite a icky vibe.
Yeah, that's depressing, actually.
Sorry, Lou.
No, but it's depressing that the men are buying jewellery for their secretaries. I know it's fiction, but it probably has happened as well. Oh, I won't ask you again, but I tell you who will. It's Alan de Botton. That was Lou Conn Keys, if you can believe.
Alain de Botain.
Okay, it's time for Alain de Botain.
Oh.
Yeah, Alain de Botain asks you a question.
Oh, God, these are deep, aren't they?
They're very deep, yeah.
Bloody hell, though.
He goes deeper than Phil and Joe.
Really? You're not sorry at all. Look at you. Pissing yourself.
I'm so sorry. That was no. I actually don't know what's acceptable.
I'm traumatized. That's what I am. I'm going to go straight to therapy after this.
I'm so sorry, Maisie. You're one of my favorite people in comedy because you haven't got a horrible side to you. You're so nice
and
well
adjusted. Don't try to bring it back.
No, I feel hurt because to see your face, you looked at this little card and you were going to answer your little question with an open heart, and then I said a horrible joke and you went, and it did cut to my heart. It really did. I do feel bad about that. I'm so sorry. I don't know where the line is a lot of the time.
Well, the question on this card is, when have you felt lonely? Now.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Do you want to answer the other side or not?
What do other people tend not to understand about you?
Oh, that's okay.
That's quite deep, isn't
it? And it's very relevant right now, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, boundaries, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boundaries about my parents' sex life. So next question.
Okay. Well, look, but are you a cuddly type?
Yeah, with the right people.
With the right people.
With the right people. Just don't cuddle me from behind.
No, that's fair enough, yeah.
It feels very Valentine's Day-ish. It feels very like, I think this is a nice, cute, romantic thing to do, but I just feel like...
What are you doing? I can't see you.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
I really like with a cuddle that it's face to face.
Yes.
You feel very connected. It's a real connected thing. That this just feels like an instigation of like sex. It feels very like.
Yeah.
And but I think it's meant to be perceived and received as romantic. And I just don't think it is.
No. And your boyfriend knows that about you. So he would come open.
Yeah.
Front on.
Like the eagle.
Like the eagle.
Have the eagle approach to cuddling.
You are the eagle spirit animal of cuddles because you come in open.
Swooping.
Yeah.
I do come into every dressing room, you can attest to this, and say the eagle has landed.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, and we love you for it. So are you ready? Oh, quick question before we end.
Brilliant.
What
is life all about? This is so weird. I literally was thinking this on the way.
No way.
I was at London Bridge Station coming up the escalator and I was thinking what life is about.
Wow.
And I went to say it's the people, but it's because I was, this is where I got to it. So last night when we recorded this, last night I finished my tour and what was so lovely, and I was thinking about this on the way here, was so many of my friends came who have either been to see the show already, so they'd either come for a second time or they'd come for when it ended to be like, oh, it's the end of your tour, let's meet in this pub. And I was just thinking, I was like, I'm so lucky to have friends like that in my life. And then I thought, oh my God, do you remember when I was like, I'm not a melt? Look at me, I'm such a melt.
Yeah, I love melts.
But I was like, that's what life's about. Yeah. And I thought that. And then I was like, so I went, it's people.
Yeah.
And then I was like, but it's not people, is it? Because there's so much that's lovely in life that isn't people.
Yeah.
And then I was like, is it people, places and things?
Oh.
But then I was like, but what is it about the people and places and things? And that's where I got to. Connections.
Yeah, because it is the people.
It's networking. It's LinkedIn.
No, but it is it's not just the people, it's the connection with those people. Because you can have lots of people in your life and not feel connected, and that is lonely. But then...
Like, look at my mum and dad. My mum's got loads of people around her, and she's connected. My dad's got like three.
But he's really connected. It's the connections.
It is connections.
I do think it is. And the reason you've got nice friends is because you're nice to them, I think.
Yeah, and also they don't bring up my parents' sex life, so that's like really nice.
Well, good luck to me to getting to the next tier, because I've ruined it. Cuddle calculator. Okay, well, are you ready for your cuddle type?
Yeah.
Okay. I just put it all into the calculator. Oh, do you know what you're playing for?
No, tell me what I'm playing for.
Meet and greet with my kittens.
With your kittens?
Mm-hmm.
This is so weird again. I had a dream last night that my granny had bought 6 cats.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I don't like cats. Mm. And I went round to visit my granny in my dream. And I was like, why have you bought 6 cats? And she was like, I just like cats. She doesn't like cats. She's never had a cat.
Yeah.
But, and they... the thing I find uncomfortable about cats is that I find them quite unpredictable.
Right,
I don't know where they're going to go, and they've got them claws. So that lovely little cockapoo out there in the front, you know immediately what he wants to do. I walked in here and he was like, hi, I want I want to wag my tail and sniff your bags.
Yeah.
Not a euphemism.
Not a euphemism.
But he was very eagle-like.
Yes.
He came in with his intention, did that little cockapoo. He's like, look, this is me. Yeah. Cats are like, you don't know what I could do at any point.
So you don't want to win a meeting.
I don't think I want to be. Have you got puppies?
No, just two kittens.
Just kittens.
But one of them's very predictable and the other one's not. So
can I have a meet and greet with just one?
Yeah. Okay, and that's great. Baby. His name's Baby.
Baby. Yeah.
Right. Cuddle calculator.
Yeah, I'm excited for this.
I just put the data in and then it comes
Hashtag
up.
Women in tech.
Yeah.
This girl can.
Valley. What's the valley called? What's the valley
Silicon
called?
Valley.
Silicon Valley, yeah.
The Valley of the Shadow of Death.
Okay, you are the mayor of meeting and greeting. Stick a string of medals around your neck and let the town know. Congratulations, hold your head high. If all the gold doesn't drag you down, you're the mayor of Cuddles.
Love that.
Yeah.
A mayor. I can have that little bit. Hear ye, hear ye. Oh, no, it's a town crier.
Yeah, same sort of area.
It's the sort of it's thing though, isn't it? It's got to be similar.
You can do what you want, you're the mayor. If you want to shout, shout. Get a megaphone.
Wow.
So does that sort of negate all the stuff about mum and dad?
Yeah, I think so. Okay, I can excuse it now. Yeah, I'm a mayor.
Thank God.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much for coming
Not
on the
Not at all. Thank you, Lou. It's been so fun.
Where can people find you?
Just finished my tour. Thanks for having me on after my tour, Lou.
Well, that was your fault for not putting it in your diary the first time.
You're right. It is my bad.
I've just written your name down there.
You've written my name. What's that for then?
I write down the guests.
Lou picked up her pen in a way that, like, the doctor picks up their pen at the end of your appointment, writing out your prescription.
So I
looked down to be like, oh, what's she writing? Maisie Adam on her notes.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you. You're an absolute
You're a gem.
Wonder.
Honestly, Lou, I love chatting with you. It's
Even
so
now.
Lovely. Yeah, no, I really do.
Fine. Okay, great.
I really do. It's always so fun.
Thanks for coming. Bye-bye. So that was the lush Maisie Adam. You can find her online. We put it in the show notes, but it's not hard, actually. Well, thanks for listening. And also, you know, they said it couldn't be done. Two chicks talking to each other. I guess we've blown your minds. You can follow Cuddle Club on Instagram or Twitter. Sometimes I post pictures of my kittens, if that's what you're after. And, see you later.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.